Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 3. So here we go, revolutionary alchemists. I'm going to try and do something a little bit crazy here today. I am going to attempt to cram everything you need to know about using aromatherapy into this roughly about 20 minutes. So without further ado, let's get right to it. So let's talk about essential oils and aromatherapy. I like to explain that essential oils are basically just concentrated constituents of a very particular plant material. I believe we're all familiar with using herbs and spices for teas, bath soaks, tinctures, and other things. Using essential oils is really no different, except for one thing. They are so much more potent and so much more concentrated and much, much more effective in a lot of ways. You see, when we collect herbs and spices and we dry them for uses, for example, tea and cooking, applications, supplements, and whatnot, we're actually losing about 80% of the essential oil content that's in that plant. And within that essential oil content contains a majority of the constituents. And that's really where the magic lies. So when we collect oil from the plant by doing either a low steam distillation, sometimes a CO2 extraction, or even the more rare enfleurage technique, we're actually capturing the complete chemical profile of that plant along with its life force, its living essence, and its energetics. We're not really losing anything when we do that. And what this does is it creates a very concentrated and very potent form of that plant material. So, for example, peppermint essential oil. We like to say that one drop of essential oil from peppermint that is lab tested and certified is equal to roughly 26 cups of peppermint tea. That's a lot of peppermint, right? It's very, very, very potent. So just to be aware of how potent and concentrated essential oils are, because one, you don't want to overuse them. See, not only is it possibly going to be taxing on your body, and a complete waste of money, but it's also very disrespectful towards the earth and the plant material that's being harvested for the essential oil uses. So in my opinion, I feel it's extremely important that we support sustainable, organic, and biodynamic farming practices. And when it comes to collecting our essential oils, a lot of distillers unfortunately still spray their plants with toxins. They really don't have a vision for the longevity and sustainability of their farming practices. And that's really critical. That's why most of our suppliers have taken a pledge to make sure that they incorporate sustainable farming practices, that they don't use harmful chemicals such as pesticides, herbicides, that sort of thing. They also don't use any kind of synthetic fertilizers. They only use organic fertilizers. How do you use aromatherapy and essential oils? Well, there are several different ways that you can use them. So get ready, get your notebooks out, and let's get going into this. The first way is aromatically, and that's why it's called aromatherapy. By smelling essential oils, by smelling aromatherapy products, especially ones that are expertly blended, it's one of the only ways that you can directly impact the limbic system of your brain through your olfactory system. You see, essential oils can bypass the blood-brain barrier and directly have an immediate impact on the brain chemistry. So this is where it's so impactful, and it's one of my favorite ways to use oils. And this is because your limbic system is where all emotional memory are stored in our body. And it's what releases emotional memory into our cells. So the limbic system, because that's where all of our emotions come from, is so critical to our ability to self-regulate. So when we talk about keys to living our very best life, emotional self-regulation is one of those key critical points. So your limbic system, that's where all the magic happens there, babes. This is what makes us happy. It's what makes us sad. It's what stresses us out. It's what makes us angry, frustrated, or over anxious, and even leads us to having what we call trauma responses or triggered responses to certain things. Now, it's how we connect to smells and how we connect smells to memories that has such an impact on how we heal emotional memory, emotional triggers, and even trauma. Smell has such a powerful impact on that part of our brain, long-lasting, and in fact, it can even trigger long-held, long-forgotten memories we didn't even remember we had when we smell a certain scent. So inhaling essential oils directly through the olfactory system, this is through your nose and mouth, can be a really, truly powerful way to enhance, balance, and self-regulate our emotional lives. So properly formulated aromatherapy by an expert can help us calm down when we've had a rough day. It can help us actually feel happy even when we're really depressed. It can help us feel sleepy even if we are chronic insomniacs. Raise your hand, that would be me. Sometimes if we're having a hard time falling asleep, you see, the constituents and energetic qualities from inhaling a properly formulated aromatherapy product like Alchemist Co. Sleep Deep, it can directly impact the receptors in your nervous system to help you downregulate, relax deeply, and fall asleep faster with no side effects and no loopy feeling in the morning. So this is an example of how you can learn to utilize your olfactory system. You see, it's a really powerful way to enhance so many areas of your life, and it's really fun too. And it's just so cool to be able to fill your house up or roll an aromatherapy product or aromatherapeutic perfume on and actually so smell so amazing, but also have that intoxicating smell just impact other people around you. Incorporating aromatherapy in such a beautiful, magical way that can draw out our highest and best self in our daily interactions and daily relationships. And it's almost, here's what is, it's so cool. This is so cool. Aromatherapy is like mind control. It's self-mind control. And it's so much easier than doing NLP, hypnotherapy, years of therapy, all that processing, all that healing and cycling and what's wrong, what do I need to fix? Just smell a freaking bottle. Just smell a freaking aromatherapy product and get on with your life because you're going to feel better. It's going to have an instantaneous impact on your nervous system. And if you don't feel that impact within 2 to 5 minutes, you probably need a little bit more, or you probably need a different blend. That's what I found. That's why it's so cool, because I have found that in many of my clients who are severely chronically depressed or severely chronically anxious or very prone to hyper triggers and PTSD responses, simply smelling something like Bliss Out or Deep Trauma Release really helps them downregulate and helps them self-regulate emotional responses. And it's such an empowering, such a beautiful way to go, oh my gosh, I can actually control this. I can self-regulate. I can do this. And there's no more coping. It's not a coping mechanism. It actually helps you live a better life. So it's really wonderful. Now, here is a wonderful thing about using them. You can use them in a diffuser. And I love diffusers. So yes, while you can smell aromatherapy products directly from a bottle, The diffuser is so wonderful. Now, if you don't have a diffuser at home, you can really do is put one or two drops in the palm of your hand, activate it to activate the essential oil constituents. Just rub your palms together clockwise and then counterclockwise for the count of three. Then tint them over your nose and mouth lightly and take in 10 deep breaths in and 10 deep breaths out. And it just works so quickly. I especially love doing this with my Focus Factor oil. It just wakes me right up, gets me really going, clears out all my sinuses, and then just helps me, especially when I feel very, very frazzled or disorganized or my brain's not tracking real well because I'm really tired that day. So I recommend trying that, and you can do it that way. It's a wonderful way. You can smell it right out of the bottle. You can use the tint over nose and mouth, or you can use what's called, like we talked about a minute ago, a diffuser. So let's talk about the diffusers. It's a little machine that you plug in. You usually fill it up with a little bit of water. Then you can add a couple drops of your favorite aromatherapy oil. For us, because we like rollers because it's so easy to apply, all you have to do is take a little knife or something and pop off the little roller, take a dropper, take 2 to 3 drops and drop it in your diffuser. Make sure it's a cold air ultrasonic diffuser. It's really, really important. Now, finally, please don't buy essential oils that are not certified organic, sustainably farmed, and completely lab tested, and are not adulterated, because this is so key to activating those constituents. And for the record, there is no such thing as certified therapeutic grade. Please don't fall for the MLM scams. There's no such thing as that. Does not exist. It's a marketing term. There is no such thing as certified therapeutic grade. Please don't fall for that. There are food grade essential oils. There are non-food grade essential oils. There are perfume grade essential oils. Absolutely. But there's no such thing as therapeutic grade. Just make sure that they are lab tested and not adulterated. That's the most critical point. And that's why all of our suppliers, I have independently lab tested each and every one of them to make sure that they are truly what they say they are. Now, when you turn on your little diffuser, it just fills up this room with this beautiful aroma. So just remember, when you're shopping for a diffuser, make sure it's cold air ultrasonic technology. It needs to be designed to use specifically with essential oils. A regular humidifier is just not going to do it at all. And you definitely don't want to use anything that uses heat to heat up and dispense the oils. A lot of people like to use those hot diffusers or those candle warmers as diffusers. Please don't do that. That's going to destroy all those delicate constituents in your oils. And honestly, you just don't need to be smelling burnt oils. It's not good for you. Some of them can become very carcinogenic very, very quickly, and it will degrade the quality. That is the first way. You can smell them. They smell so amazing, and that's my favorite way. The second way is you can use aromatherapy topically, or in other words, putting them on your skin. A lot of our products, our skincare products, our pain relief products, our joint pain, our varicose vein products, our Breathe Easy, our Allergy Ease, all of these wellness products and skincare products are all aromatherapy based. They're all got essential oils. And we work with what's known as dermal limits, which is the percentage of maximum dermal limit that you can apply an essential oil to your skin. And we have formulated those in such a way to make sure that you are going to get the maximum benefit possible without risk to your skin. So that's a really important thing. All right. I have studied this for about 25 years. You generally want to dilute your essential oils down with what's called a carrier oil. Now, every oil has what's known as dermal limits. For example, some oils have a dermal limit of 0.1%. Some have a dermal limit of 3%, and some can be applied neat or directly without dilution and be perfectly safe. I personally always recommend diluting your essential oils right out of the bottle or any aromatherapy. And this is what's the great thing about Alchemist Co. aromatherapy products is that we've already tested all dermal limits, and we made sure that they are all properly diluted to reduce any possible skin sensitivity. So you can rest assured using our products, you're not going to have a reaction. If you have ultra sensitive skin, you can even dilute them further by using the roller and then applying a carrier oil, or applying a carrier oil topically and then using the roller after that. So if you have ultra sensitive skin, I do recommend that. Now, a carrier oil is just any kind of fatty based oil. I only personally recommend using olive oil, apricot kernel oil, jojoba, meadowfoam seed, or grapeseed oil. I also strongly urge you to make sure these oils are certified organic. I do not recommend using fractionated coconut oil or MCT oil. That is a huge, huge thing I avoid at all costs. Please do not use those. It does matter what kind of carrier oil you use. Some essential oils do not play well with some carrier oils. They can get degraded very, very quickly. They can lose their constituent bioavailability, and they can lose their efficacy very, very quick. So this is why it's so critical. Though the best carrier oils are a combination I have found to be meadowfoam seed oil and jojoba oil. That's the combo I love to use. And they are most closely mimic skin sebum. And also, these essential oils, I have found the majority of essential oils, like 99% of them that I have experimented with, play really beautifully, and they expand very beautifully in these oils. There's no degradation, there's no damage to the constituents, and it really enhances their vibrant, energetic life force properties. So that's a really key critical component. I know a lot of people say, oh, you can use MCT or you can use fractionated coconut oil. Please don't do that. I'll explain in more detail later. It's just, this is a very toxic oil. You do not want to use those on your skin. Now, some of the oils you can apply directly to skin needs, such as certain oils such as lavender, frankincense, or copaiba, for example. They're very mild. They're very gentle in the skin. And most people can handle applying these oils directly on the skin without dilution. However, I do recommend just listen to your body, listen to your skin, trust it, and honor it, and listen to what it needs. If you put an oil on your skin and your skin seems irritated within a minute or two, just increase the amount of carrier oil that you're using and it will dissipate very, very quickly. I just recommend you always use a carrier oil, and that's why every one of our products are properly diluted. So you're not losing anything out of it. It's perfectly safe, highly efficient, and highly, highly bioavailable. So you know your skin, you know your body, and that's what I recommend. I think that these are kind of a good place to start. As a general rule of thumb, adults, if you're going to use a single oil, use 1 teaspoon of carrier oil for every 2 to 6 drops of essential oils. For babies, up to 5-year-olds, I don't recommend using on children unless you're very, very experienced with them. 1 tablespoon of carrier oil to every 1 to 3 drops of essential oils. For kids 5 to 10 years, 1 tablespoon carrier oil for every 3 to 6 drops of essential oil. That's a good place to start. Again, tune in and know how your body responds, and really, really be very careful when you're working with children. Now, if you're feeling your skin is irritated at all, like I said, don't worry, just increase the carrier oil. Now, my favorite place to apply my rollers is usually either on the bottoms of my feet. I know this sounds interesting. What I do is I apply a little bit of alcohol to the pads of my feet, make sure they're thoroughly clean, apply a little pad of alcohol to the roller, roll it on, and then apply a little pad of alcohol after. It's not going to degrade the essential oils at all, but it is going to keep your roller very, very sterile and very clean. And that's kind of critical. Using them all the time, you do want to keep them clean. So that's what I do, is I apply them to the bottoms of my feet at the end of the night before I go to bed, back of my neck or along my spine. I also like to apply them on my pulse points right under my jawline and also right in front of my ear. There's a little acupressure point, and then along my pulse points on my wrist. There's other places that you can apply it to your body. Those are just the three major places that I have found that assimilating oils works really, really fast. If I'm trying to support my digestion system, for example, I'll use my tummy timer roller and roll that directly on my belly. For PMS support, I'll roll PMS Be Gone on my wrists, back of my knees, and right over the area of my uterus and ovaries. Now, our Warrior Relief line is a fantastic aromatherapy support system blended with over 33 essential oils and herbs. That is a pain relief product that is fantastic for pre and post workout. I love to use it on my knees, shoulders, upper back, and on my muscles before and after a workout. And you can really apply Alchemist Co. oils just about anywhere you can think. The only thing I recommend doing is avoiding your inside your ears, your eyes, any sensitive areas of the body. I'm not going to talk about that, but yeah, you don't really want to do that. But Alchemist Co. products are just so pure. They're all lab tested, certified organic, sustainably farmed, and we charge them with specific frequencies to target the specific concern for each blend. So you're going to get a double bonus of energy healing with every roll. You'll learn in time where you apply different oils to benefit you the best and what you need most. But if you're not sure, You can always text me, email me, or, you know, just reach out via our customer service. If you know where to put an oil on, just start with the bottoms of your feet because those are the biggest pores that you have, but also you also have the thickest amount of skin there. So it's a wonderful benefit of the least amount of sensitization or risk of sensitization and the fastest way to absorb your oils. It's a really great place. Oh yes, if you do accidentally get an essential oil or roller into your eye, try not to flush it out with water. That's just going to spread it around. This is going to sound a little weird, but what you want to do is you want to grab a little carrier oil and dab it right directly onto your eye, very gently. And it sounds a little strange, but this is really going to cut burnout almost instantaneously. Then you can wash it out with soap and water. But make sure you cut the burnout first, okay? Or you can use a saline solution after as well. All right, the third way we can use essential oils is, yes, internally. This is a really hot topic for many American aromatherapists. I roll my eyes at this. However, there are many food-grade essential oils that have been used as flavorings for generations. And honestly, are there some you just should not ingest? Absolutely. But some essential oils that are cultivated for cooking and herbal use are absolutely safe to use. You know, for example, peppermint, lavender, thyme, basil, oregano, holy basil, frankincense. There's black pepper. There's tons of oils that are perfectly, perfectly, perfectly safe for ingesting. And because they're so potent, you really just need to use a toothpick and just drop it in very, very lightly. You don't even need much at all, but it's perfectly safe. They give a very fresh aromatic flavor and quality. It really is amazing to me the amount of fear that people have surrounding using essential oils internally. It just seems really bizarre, but they're more than perfectly willing to throw 1,000 milligrams of some kind of synthetic drug right into their body, but they're not even willing to even try a drop of essential oil internally, especially a food grade one. It makes no sense. I'm always blown away by what people think about as far as myths and hypes, but we don't really have time in this episode to get into all the details. We will later. I will get into it with all the research and studies. So it is a hot topic, yes, but I'll just simply say that those who don't feel like it's safe for their bodies to take oils internally, just don't do it. It's perfectly fine. And for those that feel it's safe, make sure you start very, very slowly. And I have several suggestions because I've been doing this for over 25 years. I'm a traditional naturopath, holistic health practitioner, so I've always started out my clients with very, very low, highly diluted amounts. So what I like to do is I start with my big liter glass, and I have a sterling silver straw. I also have a gold one and a copper one. And I fill it up with my bioenergized filtered water. I add a little bit of Himalayan salt, a teaspoon of Manuka honey, and I add a little bit of what's known as living silica, and I add just a few drops of self food. I shake that up pretty good, all right, before I add my oils. Then I'll add a couple of drops of my favorite oils to the water. I personally enjoy a combination of ocotea, lavender, tangerine, copaiba, and peppermint. So if you're new to those oils, I'd say just start with one drop, maybe a drop of peppermint, to help your body and your system get acclimated to the oils at first. Just one in an entire liter of water. Close it up, shake it up as thoroughly as you can, sip on that throughout the day. It's very, very refreshing. And then you can slowly work your way up to two or three drops. And if you start using too many oils or too much of a single oil too fast, you will set up what's called a detox reaction. You want to be very, very careful. You don't need the headaches, you don't need the rashes, and you definitely don't need the nausea. So yes, if you're going to start using oils internally, be very slow, adaptive. You can pick up oregano oil capsules directly at the store. Yes, that's oregano essential oil. It is not infused herbal oil. It is oregano essential oil capsules. They're usually about 100 to 500 milligrams. You can start taking those. It's a wonderful immune system stimulator. It's just an example that yes, essential oils can be taken internally. And yes, you can buy them right over the counter in just that same way. You can buy some empty veggie caps. Just make sure that the oils you're using are certified organic, lab tested, non-adulterated. Do not just buy any old oil from a store shelf and dump it in. Just make sure that those three things are matched up and you'll be fine, okay? You buy a little veggie cap, you pop it open, put one, maybe two drops of oil in that. For example, fennel oil is a favorite for digestive issues. That's what I'll do. I'll do a drop of fennel, a drop of ginger, drop of peppermint, and one drop of lavender because lavender is a muscle relaxer. So that's a lot of oils, right? So I'll drop a whole bunch, mix it all together. And then I'll take a drop or two of that, put that in a veggie cap, and then fill the rest up with carrier oil. Close the veggie cap, take that if I'm having digestive issues. I love making Meyer lemon lavender cake with monk fruit as my sugar replacer. I love making peppermint brownies. I use thyme and oregano both in different types of dishes I'm making. Yes, oils. Don't mess around with using your oils, especially internally. You want to make sure, once again, I'm going to reiterate this over and over and over, unadulterated, certified organic, lab-tested essential oils or aromatherapies. Now, those are the three ways you can use your essential oils. And I just want you to have some really important safety information. I want to make sure that you are being careful using your aromatherapy and your oils and tools. One more thing. Yeah, we're already into 25 minutes. So I didn't make the 20-minute mark. Sorry, guys. Be really careful when you're using any of the citrus essential oils on your skin. All citrus oils have phototoxic properties to them, so they can cause severe burning if exposed to direct sunlight. For example, you don't want to put lemon oil on your face and then go sunbathing. That's just, please don't do that. So the list of citrus oils that you really need to be mindful of, and they must be diluted. And I recommend a 1% to dilution ratio all the time for my most sensitive clients. And then you can work up to 3%, but 1%. The citrus oils include lemon, lime, pettigrain, sweet orange, blood orange, bitter orange, kefir lime, mandarin, tangerine, grapefruit, citron, yuzu, neroli, and bergamot. And yes, I know that neroli is a flower, but it does have some phototoxic properties occasionally. Now, if you are pregnant, you definitely want to do a lot more research as well, because there are certain oils that are contraindicated for pregnancy. And when we're talking about children, there's a lot of different opinions out there. Do your research on that. Personally, I do use essential oils on my children. I have their whole lives. But there are certain ones, such as wintergreen, that you really, really need to be mindful of. Do your research and make sure you're understanding essential oil safety. Tisserand's Guide, Essential Oil Safety Desk Reference, is an excellent guide. It's a big yellow and black book. You can find it on Amazon. Wonderful, wonderful essential oil safety resource. I feel that every single person who uses essential oils should have that as a reference. It's a wonderful book. Some of the research is a little outdated. There's a lot more fresh research out there, but it's still a wonderful resource to have, and you can just validate that research and update it yourself as you need to. Let's see here. So one of the other things that I also recommend being aware of is that some essential oils do interact, and there are possible contraindications with certain medications. For example, grapefruit is contraindicated for certain heart medications and blood pressure medications. So you want to avoid that essential oil. Or you can always reach out to me and I can make you a blend without it if there's one in particular you really like. I am a certified European-trained aromatherapist and aromatherapy practitioner. The way I've been trained is not the same as they train in the States. I was trained, and also as a traditional naturopath, I was trained to use essential oils in a wide variety of ways. So very different than how you're trained in the States, but it's a really interesting thing. So, but here's the other thing you need to understand also. Some essential oils can enhance properties of certain pharmaceutical medications. So if you are taking medication and you take an essential oil that may enhance that medication's effectiveness and their side effects, you need to talk to your doctor either about lowering that medication so that you're not overdosing or start weaning you off of that medication altogether. I think it's really important that you have a willingness to experiment and play when using aromatherapy. And it's the same thing with herbs. You can't just take St. John's wort and take an antidepressant at the same time. That's kind of a risk. All of our bodies are so unique. We're all so different. Our genetic profiles are different. So what works for me may not work for you. And what works for you may not work for me. I personally have a very weird combination of strange genetics that I cannot properly metabolize many things, especially many synthetic compounds. So I have to be especially cautious with what goes into my body and what I put on it. And that's why all of my ingredients at Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief must be tested to ensure I personally won't be exposed to any unnecessary toxins. So you really need to know what your body needs and when using essential oils and aromatherapy. This is where you get to be the alchemist of your own life when you start using and playing with all these beautiful tools. And it can be a lot of fun. I don't want you to be scared. I don't want you to think, oh, this is too complicated or I'm afraid of not doing it safely. This is why we have our range of rollers readily available for you to play around with and try out right off the bat. You don't have to think about it. You can just pick one that fits your particular issue. And if you have an issue you'd like to have a consultation with me about, feel free to email me at isis@alchemistco.com and I'll be happy to set up a consult with you. Now, I recommend, of course, starting with those blends. They are tested, certified organic, and bioenergized to bring you the most results in the most expedient way possible. I recommend avoiding all MLM products. There's been a lot of things that have come back in my independent lab test research that I have done in a variety of those products. And if you're going to buy a single oil, there are plenty of wonderful companies out there that do offer certified lab tested products that will provide you with those particular compounds and those things that you need. All right. So there you have it, folks. This has been your No Fluff, 30 minutes, No Myths, quick start guide to everything you need to know about essential oils and aromatherapy. Of course, this show is here to explore not just the basics, but all the in and outs and in-betweens of all kinds of ways you can level up your life and become the alchemist of your life. Bioenergized aromatherapy is just one of my favorite ways. It's something I'm truly passionate about. But we're going to be talking about all sorts of different things here on this podcast, not just aromatherapy, I promise you. There are so many keys every day you can incorporate to live a happier, healthier, more balanced mind, body, spiritual life. I'm Isis Jade, your favorite energy alchemist, and I'm so happy to bring you new and insightful content that you can follow me on Instagram at Alchemist Co. and say hello. I'd love to hear from you. You can use the hashtag #AlchemistCo, and you can also follow me on Facebook at Alchemist Co. Now make sure you are subscribed to the show so that you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. Make sure you leave me a review and to help others find the show as well. It means so much for us. And please, if you happen to buy one of our products at Alchemist Co., make sure you subscribe to our newsletter and get 15% off your first order. And keep in mind, we always ship free for any orders over $100. Woohoo! So yes. And here's a recent review from Joy Z from Alchemist Co. She wrote a review in recently about our Immune Power Bioenergized Roller. Joy says, I've tried so many immune essential oil blends, but this one really actually works well. Just follow the instructions. I haven't been sick once in over a year since I started using it, and I'm an elementary school teacher. Ah, you rock my world, every single one of you. Woohoo! All right, so keep in mind, our website is alchemistco.com, and I cannot thank you enough for tuning in and listening. Thank you so much for becoming the alchemist of your life. And we'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on playing, and be fully delighted with life. Most importantly, celebrate yourself. You deserve it. Ta-ta! Mwah. Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com. to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcasts, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.